following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
This is a ForceCast special report.
Celebrate good times, come on. Star Wars Celebration.
Greetings, Exalted One.
Reporting from the L.A. Convention Center in beautiful downtown Los Angeles, California.
At last, where have you been?
It's a ForceCast Celebration 4 report.
I've got to rest before I fall apart.
The galaxy is listening.
And welcome to the very first of what should be a number of Celebration 4 special reports. Right here at the ForceCast, I am Jason. With me always, my best buddy Pete.
And falling apart I may be. It's an exhausting weekend, but we're happy to be here.
And we've got in the flesh, Jimmy Mack.
Hey, Star Wars fans.
And, of course, Jovial Jay Shepard.
Hey, now.
And we are coming to you from beautiful downtown Los Angeles. The, what hotel are we in?
The Omni.
The Omni Hotel. All right.
We hope that doesn't get out so we don't have
Jay actually was giving me that look like, do you really want this to get out? Like, who do you think you are, Jay Shepard?
I am the co-producer here when Dustin's not around. I'm in charge.
I don't see anybody trying to break in here to the palatial remote ForceCast studios, but we are fortunate to have Jay not only as a team member here, but as a very special guest, considering what he's been through.
I've been through a lot.
Yeah, as of tonight. So we've got some fresh perspective from Jay being a participant in the Star Wars Celebrity Contest.
Yep.
And we also have a special guest, Jad. Say hello, Jad.
Hello.
And Jad is the winner of the RebelScum.com 10th Anniversary Contest, and he got a whole bunch of Star Wars goodness, including a trip to Gentle Giant Studios, his own head scan for what will become his own 12-inch action figure.
That's right. I am absolutely thrilled to be here. It's just an amazing, amazing trip.
So you will be immortalized in plastic soon, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a backlog. They're going to tell me like it's supposed to be like 8 months or so to actually make it. But it only took like 30 seconds for the actual scanning of the head.
So it was a lot of buildup and then just 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was one frightening cab ride to get to the actual studios. And then, you know, sit still for 30 seconds, which fortunately I can actually do.
So the cab driver, did he have a big wound in the back of his head?
This is an Indian, no?
Yeah.
No, the cab drivers are a little bit different than they are in Indianapolis here in Los Angeles. But, well, take us back, Jad, to when did this whole thing start with you? When was this contest, and what did you have to do to win?
This was back in December for Rebel Scum's 10th anniversary, and it was just a link off the main page. I think it was for about a month. Every day, you could just submit your name. So it was just a random entry. And I know, you know, I wasn't as religious about it to submit every day. I probably did every other day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, luck of the draw, pull out of the hat, I got a grand winner.
The twin suns aligned. And
yes, exactly.
And there you are. So part of the prize package, again, a trip to Gentle Giant Studios.
Yes.
What else?
I also, they arranged for me a phone call with Barry Holland, the actor, Lieutenant Renz, who actually said the line, "You rebel scum." So I spoke with him for, this is absolutely true, we spoke for 2.25 hours. The man, absolutely yeah. True. The man has been in, I think, about 1,500 movies. He's got stories about, you know, all the old, you know. He's worked with James Mason, and oh god, I can't even do it justice to tell you, like,
wow,
all the things that he's done.
So what was probably supposed to be just a quick little hello, how are you, congratulations type phone call turned out to be a 2-hour and 15-minute.
Yeah. Peace out of my life. No, it was a great time. And then now that I've come to Celebration 4, I was able to meet him in person, you know, shake his hand and realize that even face-to-face, yeah, he's got a lot to say.
I only thought he said three words.
Exactly.
Well, no, that's really cool. So, you went to Gentle Giant headquarters. This was yesterday.
On Thursday, on Fan Club.
Oh boy, that's right. On Fan Club Day. Today's Saturday.
I know,
actually,
the days are flying by.
It's unbelievable. So you went out to Gentle Giant, and can you describe the scene? I mean, what was it like there? As far as you know, what?
Sure. The thing is, you know, if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know it was there. It was just completely tucked back in the middle of nowhere, Los Angeles. But we finally arrived there. You walk in the doors, and it's just like geek nirvana. There's Clash of the Titans posters and, you know, Corpse Bride autographs. And then you walk a little further in, and you've got, you know, full-size Darth Maul. You've got the Terminator. You've got Matrix. And I mean, like, full-size, like, sculpted, you know.
Yeah. Statues.
Statues, maquettes, you know, gremlins heads. I mean, just, and then it's just, you walk around and it's like just different sculpting studios. It was amazing. It'd be an amazing place to work. I don't think you would work there. I think you would just play there.
And now there's a JAD there. People will walk in and say, there's the JAD.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
So when are you going to take possession of this action figure?
Supposedly, you know, they tell me 8 months. I guess it takes a while for them to actually make the head out of the 3D scan.
And this is a one-off.
It's just one.
Only making one, and you're going to get it. Now, do you know what kind of body it's going to have? I mean, it's going to have your head, but...
Yeah, yeah. I told them I wanted it to go on a vintage OTC 12-inch Luke.
Not Kidster?
I thought maybe it was like Build-A-Bear. You could pick different packs.
Yeah.
I like the sports package.
Yeah. No, they said you could put your head on any Hasbro 12-inch figure. So I wondered, like, you know, I could go on C-3PO or go on top of R5-D4 or something.
So you're talking Tatooine Luke here.
Yeah, Tatooine Luke.
Then, why that one?
Well, you know, Luke's Luke. Come on.
Yeah.
He's the central character. Plus, you know, I looked around and... as long as I'm not getting too adult here, I can take my own clothes off and dress myself up in like a pilot gear or Imperial gear or whatnot, you know.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, Jed, we've been getting to know you a little bit. We've been hanging out with you here at C4, which has been really, really great. But one thing that I just learned about you is you have a blog, and you've been running your own Star Wars blog for some time now. Where can folks find this?
That's right. It's called nameitjad.com. So please check me out. I started that back in September. And basically the idea is that with this live-action TV show coming up, I think, you know, I have an unusual name, Jad, J-A-D. It's been...
I'm having a really hard time with it, too.
I know. You keep calling me Jade or Chad. And I'm not letting you forget it. But, you know, all my life it's been a blessing and a curse because I always have to spell it for people. I've never met another person named Jad, though I've met people who have met other people named Jad. Mm. So I know we're out there.
Okay.
Anyway, everyone always says, you know, oh, it sounds like Star Wars, sounds like Jedi. And I'm like, you know what? There should be something from the Star Wars universe named Jad, and I don't care what it could be.
Hold on, I gotta stop you. We gotta ask our holocron here, the human holocron. Is there anything in the Star Wars universe that you know of named Jad?
No, I've been trying to think. I mean, there are things that sound like it, like Jag Fell, one of the Baron Fell's son, who's a pilot, but. I can't recall anything. I mean, and I'm trying to even think it's like through Dark Horse Comics or something like that. And I don't, you know, I don't recall anything.
Nothing.
No.
So it's ripe for the pickings.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So the blog is to encourage this, or do you just muse about Star Wars in general, or this is really a campaign?
The blog, you know, it's kind of a chronicle because I've been writing to lots of different celebrities, like Star Wars celebrities.
Right.
And just if they can send me a quick note, and then I take a picture of that, put it up. I also talk about my travels. I've been to Tunisia. I've been to a lot of the original filming sites.
Wow.
Yeah, Italy, Spain, and yeah, and Tunisia, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I know that's a part of fandom that is really new to me, which is this, I guess you would call it the archaeology of Star Wars, which there was a panel this weekend about that very thing. But right. Actually, these locations around the world where the films were made. You did go to Tunisia. What was that like?
It was stunning. It's absolutely amazing, you know, because I went solo. I had to hire a guy to drive me out. Went to, you know, I'm not going to remember.
You didn't go with one of the tour groups. You went all by yourself.
I went all by myself. Yeah.
Wow.
I printed off, you know, data from lots of different websites, as many as I could find, printed off screen caps and what have you. I went to the canyon, you know, where R2 gets shot by the Jawas.
Yeah.
Falls over. That was also used in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Same canyon, where they're holding the bazooka against the Ark, you know.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
I hired a guide who took me to the exterior scenes from the Lars Homestead, and the dome was rebuilt for episode 2, and it's still there, at least as of, you know, a year ago.
Right.
2 years ago, actually, this was. It's still standing there. It's just surreal to be able to walk out there. It looks like, you know, you're there. You know?
Yeah.
There's no other way to get closer to Star Wars. And then the interior scenes for the Lars Homestead were filmed not far away in a town called Matmata in a hotel, the Hotel City Driss. And so I spent the night there. And, you know, I woke up and I got to eat breakfast in the, you know, the little nook with the painted ceiling right where Luke eats dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Topped only by this trip to Celebration 4.
Oh,
in terms of my Star Wars memories, you know.
Yeah. So, who are some of these personalities that you've been able to correspond with through the blog?
Oh boy, you know, I wish I had a list in front of me. I've gotten great things from Ted Gagliano. He was a stormtrooper in A New Hope. I got a nice, really nice note from Harrison Ellenshaw. I got a great thing from Richard Chu. He was one of the editors for A New Hope.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Harrison Ellenshaw was the matte painter.
Yes, right. Yes, that's right. Yeah, and I really like getting something from Richard Chu because, as you remember, A New Hope won an Oscar for editing. So I can actually say I've got the support of an Oscar winner to the Name It Jad campaign.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
And I know there's been a tons more, and if I had the energy, I would remember them all for you. But.
So what's been the highlight for you so far at Celebration 4?
Definitely the trip to Gentle Giant Studios. Although, you know, being able to see so many celebrities and interact with them is also very, very cool. I volunteered with Official Picks, so... you know, the other day in the morning, I sat with Gerald Holm, who played Squidhead, and he's a great guy, absolutely wonderful, had lots of stories. And then in the afternoon, I helped out with Kenny Baker at his table, so helping him get autographs.
Great.
On. Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, Jad, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be hanging out some more.
It was
I'm
a
sure.
real pleasure. You know, I listen to your show regularly, and I felt like, you know... I felt like I've listened to you so much that you're kind of like friends already, even before meeting you, and it's just been a real thrill getting
Well, after meeting you, the feeling is very much mutual.
All right.
So we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
Now, we're going to be covering a lot more as far as some of the events that we've had or we've been experiencing at C4. We're going to be doing a live show tomorrow from the Fan Club Lounge. But... we thought that it would probably be best since, well, it's a fresh wound. So we might as well.
You know, let's set this up nicely at least.
Well, as you know, those of you who have been listening to the Force Cast, our own Jovial Jay Shepherd, the brave man that he is, decided to go ahead and enter the Star Wars Celebrity Contest. So, Jay... I know that the initial audition was to submit your own video to YouTube.
Right.
When did this occur to you to do, and how did you get the idea?
Okay, well, the deadline was, April 16th, and the idea hit me the Tuesday before that. So, I don't know. I was thinking about all the stuff. I was kind of remembering back to Celebration 3 and all the great, all the great stuff that happened there. But there was a lot of stuff that I just didn't do, and, you know, things that, you know, I look back and it's like, you know, I these experiences really only happen once. So I was listening, my iPod was going, and I got tons of stuff on it, and this Manilow song comes on, I'm in my car, and just this inkling of an idea kind of hits me during the refrain, Because I mean, it's the Mandy song, right? Because you guys played the
YouTube clip. Yeah, we did play the clip. Yeah.
So I go home and I jot in like 2 hours. I jot down some lyrics for it, and I'm like, okay, I just got to find a backing track, and I got a video camera, and my wife's going to be out. I'll go downstairs in the in the basement and record this video and put it on YouTube, and you know, it's supposed to be a like you say an audition,
right?
And at the time, you know, there were only like three or four other like actual acts. There were some people that had done some like video editing mashups.
The cool thing about this was that because of the way that they had you audition, you were actually able to see your competition before you even submitted anything, right?
Exactly. And at the time, I think there was a stand-up comedian that was up there, and there might have been one other person singing or something like that. And I sing in the shower, right? I'm sure everybody does stuff like that. And this is like, as we've talked about, around the convention and stuff like that, this is like stepping out of my comfort zone. I don't sing in public. Mm-hmm.
Was it you I saw on that street corner down on Fifth Avenue?
No, sorry, man. Okay. No. Right. But maybe, you know, hey, if I can turn a couple bucks, I don't know, maybe I'll take it up. But, you know, again, it's like, this is the first Star Wars celebrity. This is something that, I mean, the first time's only going to happen once, right? And it's like, hey, you know, let's get in on this. I mean, just, I got this great idea. I thought I wrote a pretty funny parody. And let's get out there and do it. And also, the other impetus is that, you know, hey, here's something, you know, I can write about for our website, just kind of as celebration for memories, you know, put something down. It's like, you know, how many people are going to get a chance to go backstage and hang out with Jay LaGaia and you know, get this experience and stuff like that. And I figured, you know, I can help share it with the fans and everything like that as well.
Yeah. Well, so then you found out that you were going to be one of the finalists.
Yeah. All the stuff's coming out about the schedules, and there had been nothing about Star Wars Celebrity. And like, I emailed Mary Franklin, and she's like, oh, yeah, we should hear soon. And this was like the Friday. This was a week ago Friday. So like 8 days ago, all the people that were going to be in it heard, yeah, we're going to do it. They sent something back to the YouTube account. And, you know, if you want to be in it, you know, just respond to this email. And I said, yep, all right, here goes this, you know, here goes nothing, right? So I submitted and you know, started getting all my stuff ready for it, and as Jay LaGaia said in his little pre-meeting, so he would explain how it was all going to run to try to get people, you know, because most of these people were amateur. I actually think everybody was an amateur, you know, had never really performed before. And he goes, I hope you've practiced until this bleeds. So, because he'd be disappointed if we hadn't, and, you know, just to make sure that everybody had it nailed. So, I was finding spare time, of course, in the car, in the shower, right? You know,
right.
To practice right. And everything like that. So
on the street corner.
All right. You know, no, that wasn't me, man.
Now, Jay LaGaia is kind of one of these multi-talented, multifaceted performers. Did he give you any advice, or did
no,
he give
I mean,
you...
he just, he really put everybody, you know, he's just so open and welcoming and warm. I mean, he just put everybody at ease. He came out there and, you know, he just sat down on the edge of the stage. We were all sitting in the chairs in the front, and he just kind of talked to everybody and put us at ease, let us know how the show was going to run, and, you know, made sure if anybody had any questions that he, you know, it wasn't like, all right, now, you know, you stand here and stay out of my way or anything like that. You know, I mean, and I'm sure people who've met him or have seen him perform at previous celebrations or at this one, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's just a genuinely nice and very, very talented individual, and he just put everybody at ease, and, you know, it was great.
He's extremely talented. He's a showbiz animal, and this is something that makes attending celebrations so much fun, is because you see the other sides of these people and their other talents other than acting. Jay LaGaia, I've seen host these panels as smoothly as any talk show host in America would do with their show. And he sings and he plays guitar. And the guy, like I said, he's a showbiz animal.
And he's got to do a lot of prep work. I mean, because he knows all the stuff. I mean, he's asking questions and I mean, he seems to know what's going on. Like, he was at the fan club breakfast before we even had this pre-meet. And I had my shirt on that said Jovial J on it, and he, you know, looked at it and said, oh, Jovial J. It's like, oh, all right, I'll see you later this afternoon at our pre-meet and stuff like that. So, I mean, he already knew, you know, who was already in the show and everything like that.
Right, right. Well, so... T- take us back to the moments just before the competition actually started. I know you had to get over there a little bit early. Yeah. The competition was starting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and they asked us to be there half an hour early, so you know, they could make sure everybody, you know, was just there and on time, and they, if anybody was missing or whatever, they could, you know, I guess fill the hole. And they took us all backstage, which was the darkest backstage I've ever been in. They had no lights. They actually brought us up on stage so we could see how it was with the lighting and everything like that, and you know, just again to kind of look out over all the chairs that they had. I think they had seats for like 2,500. They were telling us, you know, giving us these
right.
really big numbers, and took us backstage. They gave us the running order, and they start ticking off the names.
Now, did they chose the running order?
Yeah,
you didn't draw straws or pick a number out of the hat or anything.
I don't know how they did that. I mean, they probably looked at the audition, saw the types of acts that were going to be up there and tried to, you know, balance them, you know, so like there weren't like a whole bunch of this very similar acts going together. And they start ticking off the names, and we had 11 people in there reading, and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and Jovial J, you're 11. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. But before, I'd been kind of thinking in my head, you know, I'd like to go early on if I could, but then if I go later, all right, that's going to be cool because everybody else will have gone. They'll have kind of warmed up the audience, so you know, I wasn't really getting too nervous, and I've emceed stuff before. I've done comedy, and which is probably actually harder than I think doing the singing that I did. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, dying's easy and comedy's tough. So I kind of resigned myself, and you know, we went back, and they gave us another little pep talk just to let us know exactly where to stand and how it was going to run with the judges and everything like that. And then they just kind of started the show, and as you know, when it was your turn, you just kind of walked up and you stood in the wings, and then they made the announcement and sent you out on the stage.
So how are your nerves? Are they good?
Yeah, I was kind of nervous when they started, you know, when the music went off and Jay went out there and started announcing, and the first person went up, and there was no bathroom back there. It's like, all right, and I'm going last, and so they were actually they had a way out the back of the theater. So I kind of ran around the corner to the bathroom during one of the acts, just you know, to make sure, like you know, I was cool. But you know, no real butterflies. I was a little bit nervous. You know, and but it was that kind of, it was a good nervous energy, right? It wasn't a debilitating, like, shaky kind of thing. It was, you know, all right, let's go, is that kind of fight or flight and giving you that extra little bit of...
Being
you know,
nervous energy. Just means you care.
Yeah, so, and I cared a lot. as song goes.
Thanks to Jimmy Mack, we've got a clip from your performance. As a matter of fact, okay. We've got more than a clip. We have your performance.
There you go.
We have, let's just play it right here. Take it away, Jay Lagaya.
Now, all the way from Rebel Scum, yes, performing the love ballad to Revenge of the Sith. Please welcome Jovial J. Shepard!
Sith, it would have been it. Growing up on Coruscant, having all that I could want, met a little kid, a boy from Tatooine, talented and bright, had powers I'd not seen. Training him the wrong from right. Deep in his eyes, he has a memory I never realized how evil he'd soon be. Oh, Annie, where you turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme. Oh, Annie, well, I left you for dead cause you're deep fried. I couldn't save you today. Oh, Annie. Lava flows beneath our feet. Can't you feel the sting and heat? Battling uphill, I slice you apart. Your skin is burning, you're breaking my heart. Oh, Annie, where you turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme or Annie. Well, I left you for dead cause you're deep fried, and now you're Jedi Flambe, oh Annie.
You were my brother, Anakin. I loved you.
Makes you want to scream. I've taken your children away. They can't be seen to stay safe and hidden, Annie. Turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme, oh Annie. Well, I left you for dead cause you're deep fried. Tomorrow's a day away, oh Annie. Well, you turned and you fell to the dark side. I heard you married Padme, oh Annie. Well, I left you for dead cause you're deep fried. I couldn't save you.
I couldn't save you, Annie.
Got it, folks.
Show me old Jay.
Yeah.
All right. Woo!
Unbelievable. Yeah, and let's talk about the end of the song when it picked up and people are holding their cell phones and their lightsabers and swaying back and forth. You had the crowd right in the palm of your hand, man.
I gotta say, there's spotlight in my face, so I can't really see the crowd except kind of on the peripherals, and I'm keeping my eyes closed for some of it because I'm just trying to concentrate on the lyrics and not mess up. And then I open up, yeah, and I see these three cell phone lights kind of waving back and forth in unison, and then I'm looking off to the side, and then I come back, and there's these red and green lightsabers going, and I'm like, wow! It looks so cool out there in the darkness. So it was neat.
What a great show!
Thank you.
It really was, and you know the fact that you were the last one to go.
Yeah.
And you did have the crowd, like Jimmy says, eating out of the palm of your hand. You had everything going for you. And one thing that we kind of skipped over here is not only was Jay LaGaia involved, but there were also four celebrity judges. It was Andy Secombe.
Drugetz, yes.
Watto.
Tim Rose,
it's right?
A trap.
Emerald Akbar.
Yeah. Steve Sansweet, of course. And
I don't do a Steve Sansweet, I'm sorry.
Jimmy does, but it's
put me on the spot with Steve Sansweet.
It's more of a visual. That's right.
If you meet me, feel free to come up and ask to see the Steve Sansweet. I can't even say the guy's name, much less do his voice.
Yes, and then the fourth one was the director of the Clone Wars.
Oh, right. Mark, right.
Yes.
I don't remember his last name, but it was Mark.
Are you sure it wasn't Matt?
No, it was Mark.
Mark, yeah. He had a cool hat.
Yes, he did. He had kind of indie hat.
Nora, that was cool.
But yeah, he's the director of the upcoming Clone Wars cartoon. So, now, you get done. I mean, this followed a very familiar pattern. As far as getting up, singing, and then waiting for the judges' reactions.
Yeah, it's like American Idol. You turn, right. You stand in the middle of the stage. The host comes out, and let's turn to the judges, and then he calls to the judges, and each of the judges says, what, and it was. It, I mean, that's kind of where the similarities end because it's not like there's any one judge that's like trying to cut you down and trying to build ratings or something like that. I mean, everybody said some very nice stuff.
Well, we actually have that here.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Let's go to the tape here. We've got the judges' reactions to Jay's performance. Here we go.
Not a dry lightsaber in the house. maybe it's just because I've been working the stage a little too long, but I just need to take a moment.
I know.
Jay LaGaia toweling his eyes.
This is very difficult because I know Barry and
Manilow.
All right, yes, isn't that Barry Manilow?
It is indeed.
I read his wardrobe.
Jay, that was that was. Did you write that?
I composed that. Yes.
You can. Oh. All right, pardon me. I thought it was great, and I thought you sold it, and really sold it, especially at the end.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Andy.
Well, I'm just thrilled in this no-smoking world that people are using phones at my table. That's just great. Cinema Time. I thought you sung that with a lot of passion and a lot of commitment, but I have to say, you could have been a little nearer the note. just in a few cases. Having said that, that last note was terrific.
Thank you.
It's what we call the relative note. It's related to the note. It's just not the note.
Well, that last note was the money note for sure.
Thank you, Watto. Dave.
Crowd into it. The Stars fans are the best, and not only the best fans, but obviously we have the most talented fans. So, great job tonight.
Thank you. Really good.
And finally, Tim.
Well, I agree totally. What he lacked in perfect pitch, he more than made up for in his ability to reach his audience.
Thank you very much. Jovial J. I heard a judge once say in a competition, with all that enthusiasm, if you had talent, you'd be lethal. It was obviously directed to myself, and my father was cutting at the time. We're going to allow our judges to stand. And
all right, at that point, the judges went off and
in the house.
Exactly. And deliberated there. So, like I said, it seemed like everything was in your favor.
Yeah.
It was a lock.
Yeah, I mean, it felt good and everything. It was
Price is going to the three.
Yeah, top. It was supposed to be just the top two, but yeah, they I guess they had another prize. So they
prizes,
made top three.
Actually.
Yeah, they had a life size replica of a clone trooper for first prize. The second prize was the life size Han in Carbonite, and third prize was a helmetless bust of Darth Vader with the helmet on the side and the
right, the 1-to-1 scale.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sebastian Shaw head underneath.
Right. Right. But unfortunately it was not to be.
Well, yeah, we all got some nice consolation prizes. The people that didn't win, I think the three people that they picked, I mean, the Jack, who was the first
Jack Wilkinson, right?
Yes, Jack Wilkinson, the first place winner. I believe he was, I think he was 17. And he played guitar and had a harmonica and did this kind of Neil Young original folk ballad about Star Wars, but wouldn't
right.
necessarily know it was about Star Wars.
No, it was a beautiful song. Yeah. And, right. I mean, if it wasn't in the setting of a Star Wars convention, you might not know
exactly
what
yeah.
it was about.
But, and, I mean, well and the other people, you know, they did a good job. I mean, I think everyone there did a really, really good job. And, you know, as I said, this was, I wasn't setting out to win this because, again, like I've said, I don't really sing. So I was hoping that, you know.
Come on, man. You don't sing. Jeez, I heard you on that street corner. You sounded great.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I mean.
A few nickels down for you, I'm sure.
This was more just about me, you know, getting out there and doing something that I don't do and taking an opportunity and, you know, seeing what I can make of it and, you know, putting myself on the line, taking some risk and stuff like that because, you know, the only way to make anything, you got to risk something to you know win big or you know just to move on. If you stay in your safe zone all the time, yeah, great. You know, you stay safe, right? But you know, what kind of adventures do you have, right? No. I mean, and that's what the movies teach us.
Like me getting on a plane and flying across country.
Exactly, right.
And in that same vein, you know, I have to say that if Jay had not been in the competition, I likely would not have gone. In fact, I would not have gone. But we went there, and it was a blast. It was great.
It was a good event.
One of
it was
the most
a really nice event.
Fun
yeah.
events that we've been to. You know, we've gone out there looking for news and announcements and that kind of stuff, and this was just great to just relax, have fun, and enjoy the party, and the crowd was totally into it. The talent was great. It was great. They pulled it off, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, and hopefully, I mean, I believe Jay said at the beginning of the show, I mean, this is the first time they've ever done this, and hopefully if it goes over well, they're going to keep doing it, you know, at future celebrations or other Lucasfilm events and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, we've been talking about, you know, it's been 30 years and the movies are over, and, you know, what's the driving force of the franchise now? And Dustin's been saying this, and we've been talking about it, and it's the fans, right? So, you know, we need to, you know, it's kind of the fans' time to, you know, step up and, you know, start taking over the reins and moving the franchise along and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just trying to help, you know, make sure that there's another avenue. And, you know, if by me being in this and having some notoriety with the interviews and the podcast and everything like that, mm-hmm. here can get people interested and go, well, you know what, I want to do this next time. It's like, I was there. I saw what people were doing. It's not that hard. I mean, it's like, I could have done better.
Well,
than
the thing
that
struck me was just, I don't know, Pete and Jim, you were also there in the audience, just how supportive the audience was really pulling for every one of those contestants. There didn't seem to be any, you know, there was no booing, there was no rudeness or condescension or anything. It was just, we were all really pulling for every one of them.
Like,
it was all in fun, and everybody had their entourages with them, but everybody else's entourage was supportive of the other acts as well. It was great.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, well, and I mean, I've seen this here at the convention. I mean, everybody's just, you know, super nice and, I mean, polite and stuff like that. I mean, I've heard a couple stories of, you know, of rudeness stuff going on in line, but I mean, everybody I've been around and hung out with and stuff like that in lines or at the at panels and stuff like that, I mean, everybody's just real, you know, they're just being real cool about this whole thing. It's not like what I would think a typical kind of, you know, sci-fi comic convention is. I mean, this is an entirely different animal, and that's what makes Celebrations different from any other kind of convention. It makes Star Wars fans different from any other kind of fan. I mean, it's just, you know, we kind of get it. I mean, there's just more to it.
Absolutely, it does. It really does. And I'm really chomping at the bit to kind of go into some detail about what we've been doing the last few days, but I think we're going to save that for tomorrow. But we, like I said, we had the opportunity to speak with Jad, and we wanted to get a really fresh reaction from you,
yeah, okay,
having gone through Star Wars Celebrity.
Yeah, the buzz is starting to wear off now. It's been about, about 5 hours since we finished, though. So.
Well, and we've been talking about No Fan Left Behind, and, you know, the purpose behind this kind of coverage and to go into this kind of detail is to really help folks that aren't able to be here. Well, we wish all of you were here with us, but for those of you that aren't able to be here, to experience it as close to what it actually is to being here. So if you haven't been checking Force.net and RebelScum.com, make sure you do that. We've got really, as far as I can remember, and I've been going to the Force.net and RebelScum.com for a long time, unprecedented video coverage.
Definitely.
This has really taken off. I want to thank Keith. I don't really know Keith's last name, but we're just...
I believe it's Shankland.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
All right. We want to thank Keith. Keith has been taking some video, uploading it onto our YouTube channel, and then, of course, that's redirected over to the Force.net.
Well, I would just want to tell everybody, if you really, truly want to get... for all the No Fan Left Behind people, if you really want to get what the experience is like, you know, go run around the block a couple times, stay up for about 24 hours, and drink a lot of caffeine, because and like drop a brick on your feet or something like that, because that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm a little tired, but I'm a little wired,
right,
and my legs and feet are sore, but you know what? I'm kind of running on adrenaline. I'm going to crash when I get home, like big time, but...
You can sleep next week, Jay.
I know. You can sleep when you're dead, right?
That's right. That's right.
Take advantage of this weekend while it's happening, because there's so many things to do and so many people to see and meet that who needs rest? Who needs sleep? Who needs to eat? Let's just keep going and keep hitting these panels.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Lend me $5.
I think I spent it at the Hasbro booth.
Well, that's going to do it for us for our first celebration report. A little bit different than maybe what you expected, but we'll have a breakdown of the events that we've been fortunate enough to be able to go to over the last few days. We'll be doing that tomorrow, again, live in the Fan Club Lounge. here at Celebration 4 in Los Angeles. If you want to email us, you can do so at podcast@theforce.net. Check out our forums. We still have a contest coming up in anticipation of the History Channel's Legacy of the Force documentary that will be on Monday night, this coming
the legacy,
Monday night.
Legacy revealed.
What is it?
The Legacy revealed.
Oh, I'm getting all my legacies confused.
I know,
yeah.
There are way too many legacies.
There are others. Yeah, well, yeah. The Legacy revealed on History Channel. We've got some prizes that we're going to be giving away, so you want to make sure you're checking out rebelscum.com and the official forums for the Forcecast. You can also leave us a voicemail at 330-871-4TFN, or you can Skype us at username Forcecast. Once again, I want to thank Jad for being here. Hopefully, we'll be hearing more from Jad in the
It's been a real thrill. I just want to say that again.
Well, it's the pleasure's all right over here. I want to thank Pete, who's looks like he's just about ready to fall asleep.
I hit the wall 3.5 blocks ago.
You see those circles?
I'm pulling through.
You see those circles under his eyes? I want to thank Jimmy Mack. Jimmy Mack, who helps us out every week, and I'm learning so much about what it takes to do this kind of work. He's a great veteran of doing this kind of thing, so thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. I've had so much fun meeting you and sharing stories and experiences, and we still have a couple more days of this, so be sure to keep checking in with rebelscum.com and theforce.net. And yep, we'll share our adventures with you.
And, of course, Jovial Jay Shepherd, the bravest man on the team here, because yeah, he was the only one of us that dared do this. Jay, I thought you did great.
Thanks, Jason.
And, I mean, even though you didn't win, you're a winner, and in the team, we were there for you.
Hey, you know, when I was announced and I heard everybody cheering for me, you know, that's kind of all I need, you know. The audience loved me. You know, I don't need the validation of winning a big prize. My wife's going to say, you can't have this in the basement anyway, right? So I got a little box, or not a little, I got a pretty big Lego set out of it, you know, as a parting gift, and I had a blast. So thank you very much.
Jovial J. Shepherd is the man.
Thanks, Jimmy.
For the Forcecast, I'm Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And I'm Jimmy Mack.
Jovial J. Shepherd.
And remember,
the Force will be with you always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.